From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Ice Cube has NFTs, we have sanctions on mixers, and LFG lends $1.5 billion. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2022. You're like, where was he all weekend? No weekend updates, nothing. I'm sorry about that. But you know what? I took the weekend off. I have that flexibility sometimes. I usually don't like to do that because I want to keep you informed. But we had to drive down to Washington, D.C. for a wedding. And so most of my days was either driving or at a wedding doing wedding things, you know, a little bit softer now, a little bit softer now and all that stuff. It's funny, like you have these standards that you play at like every wedding, correct? It cracks me up. Anyway, we just had a good time. Actually, it wasn't D.C. It was outside of D.C. It was Olney and Frederick. And Frederick was pretty dope. It was a nice city. I loved being over there. It was rainy. It was cold. It's too bad because right when I got back, it's going to be 80 degrees over here. And, well, yeah, if you're living on the East Coast or the Midwest, you know what the weekend was like. Anyway, really quick, I have an email from a listener. Juan says on Coinbase, I have some ARPA that would love to stake. On Binance.us, I have some SLP, AXS, and Sushi that I would like to stake. Do you have any advice on doing that? Well, Juan, I do and I do not because here's the thing. On Binance.us, you can only stake four coins as of from what I know. You can stake Algorand, Cosmos, VeChain, and Tezos. Anything else, you cannot stake. And on Coinbase, you can do Algorand, Cosmos, DAI, Cardano, Tezos, and Ethereum. And so, honestly, some of those earnings on some of those coins are just not even worth it to even stake. For example, Algorand on Coinbase is 0.45% APY. DAI is 0.15% APY. That is bank prices. Like, it's not even worth it. And one thing I do want to make sure that everybody is very conscious of, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but it is my opinion. And it's not financial advice, but it is my opinion, is that if you are a U.S. citizen, make sure that you're KYC'd and AML'd with a U.S. registered exchange. So Binance.us, FTX.us, Coinbase, and so on and so forth. If you are trying to, and you see like these great APY or some big numbers or great coins outside of the United States, and you go to, say, Binance.com, which you can't anymore if you're a U.S. citizen, but another exchange, it was called Gate.io, it is quite possible that sooner or later or at one point in time, they will just cut you off from their services. They'll definitely give you some time to get your coins or whatever off the exchange. Usually, that's the general practice is usually. But you want to make sure that you do not run into a place or a roadblock where you don't have liquidity or access to your accounts. But I know you might want to stake your coins, but I know you might see that there's places to do it outside of, you know, Coinbase or Binance.us. Just make sure that if it's an exchange that's going to be regulated by a certain country or region or so on and so forth, that you will have access to that in the future. And always there are DEXs. Remember, DEXs have its own risk of smart contract vulnerabilities and hacks. We've seen hacks all year long. And so just be very careful with this and don't get too, I guess, overzealous or greedy when it comes to trying to get, you know, rewards from your staking if they're in places that won't give you liquidity or access in the future, possibly because of regulations coming down. Just my two cents. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
And this is something that I really don't want to do today because it is bloody, 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 bloody. Bitcoin is sitting at, oh, by the way, it's 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Bitcoin is sitting at $32,920, down 5% in 24, 15% in 7. Ethereum's at $2,397, down 6.2% in 24, and 14.8% in 7. USDT is number 3. Binance Coin is at 331, down 6.8%. No, I'm sorry, it just changed to 7.2% in 24 and 15% in 7. And USDC is number 5. Rounding off the top 10, we have XRP, Solana, Cardano, Luna, and Terra USD. Total market cap, we're at $1.5 trillion. A BTC dominance of 41.8% and an ETH dominance of 19.3%. And I want to say that, look, it's not just the crypto market. It's everything. It's every market. I'm looking at my Robinhood right now, and it says my Robinhood is down 6.0. I guess I shouldn't have looked at this. My Robinhood is down 6.25%. It is a disaster. I'm talking about, I just want to tell you what I've bought right now, because look, I'm an open book and I want to tell you what I'm holding. I'm losing my shirt on Disney. there might be some comments on that. I bought it in at 145. This was probably back in March of 2020. I don't know. Maybe before the crash. I don't know. Anyway, it's Disney's trading at 108 right now. I have NIO, which is an electric car company. And let's see here. I bought it at $42.99. It's trading at $14.15 right now. I have Coinbase, right? My average cost is $270. It's trading at $95.50. And I have Bakkt. Average cost is $27.11. It's trading at $3.26. Yes, what I'm trying to say, everyone, is I lost all my money. Either I BTFD or I just hodl and hope for the best. Oh, and I don't know if you guys know, and I bought this on Robinhood too. I bought Doge on Robinhood. Average cost is 36.2 cents. And it's 11 cents today. So, yep, we're all broke. We're all in the same boat. Let me know what you guys are hodling, what your average costs are. How bad are you bleeding out there? Let me know. Matthew at decrypt.co. Let's get into our coin of the day. Our coin of the day is number 178 in coin market cap. It's Mines of Dalarna. Its ticker is DAR. DAR. Price is 86.4 cents. It's also down 14% in 24. Its current market cap is $180.3 million. Fully diluted is $691.9 million. 26% of DAR is in circulation. The all-time high for DAR was 6 months ago at $4.91. It's down 81.3% since then. Its all-time low was 61.4 cents. It's up 40% since then. Its all-time low was 2 months ago. So, yeah, a lot of things are bottoming out here. We have Binance, Gate.io, KuCoin, and you can swap it with some wrapped ETH as well. So what is this DAR? Mines of Dalarna is an action adventure game with real blockchain real estate markets. MOD, which is short of for Mines of Dalarna, is what they call it, is based on a simple and simultaneously captivating gameplay where users can mine and combine in-game items, then utilize them to upgrade their characters, skills, and equipment, thereby increasing their rank in the game. Players can go in search of rare artifacts, relics, minerals, complete quests, team up with other players to defeat monsters, and unlock rewards. Well, that's Mines of Dalarna, a blockchain-based game, ticker DAR. Moving into today's headlines, and I was gone all weekend, didn't do weekend updates, come back, and there's really not much news. It's Monday, and the reason why is because I filtered out all of the articles from Decrypt that I was talking about, blood on the streets. Like, we know it. I'm not going to go into specific coins or specific markets. Like, it's bloody. Let's just say that. It's bloody. So, our first item today is the Luna Foundation, LFG. A nonprofit supporting all things Terra Luna has voted to lend $1.5 billion in crypto to protect its native stablecoin. The organization's council voted to lend out $750 million in Bitcoin from its reserves and $750 million in Terra USD to keep the stablecoin pegged to a dollar. The loan is made in light of UST, or Terra US dollars, briefly falling below its dollar peg because of volatility in the crypto markets. Doquan tweeted this: "The goal is to have capital in the hands of professional market makers such that 1. Buy UST if the price is less than the peg. Buy Bitcoin if the price is greater than the peg." Thus, significantly strengthening the liquidity around UST peg. On Saturday, the stablecoin fell as low as 98.5 cents. And that's bad because it's supposed to be a stablecoin pegged to the dollar. Ice Cube launched the Big 3 League in 2017. It's very different from the NBA. Teams aren't tied to cities, and games are 3-3, not 5-5. Last month, Ice Cube announced that he was using Ethereum to fractionalize ownership of the league's franchises. It works like this. The league has 12 teams, and people can own parts of the teams by investing in NFTs. Each team has 1,000 total NFTs split between two tiers, 25 fire NFTs at $25,000 a piece, and 975 gold NFTs at $5,000 a piece. So when a person or organization gains ownership via NFTs, they're able to make team decisions, choose a CEO or president, and do things like creating team merchandise and interact with league officials. And so basically, you can buy NFTs, get ownership of the team, and then just basically own the team, which is actually a pretty cool idea. So why am I talking about this? Because Snoop Dogg, Gary Vee were the latest people to get ownership of the teams, and also tech entrepreneurs like Sunny Deep, Vinny Lingham, and Kevin Rose. So this next one is a very interesting story, and I'm going to go more in depth about this maybe in the next week or two. I'm going to try to find somebody to do this. But right now, let's just scratch the surface so we know that this is actually a thing. So a large number of DeFi protocols, Yearn Finance, Balancer, Rari Capital, blah, 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 they're starting to implement something called an ERC-4626 into their vaults. And this is the tokenized vault standard. Okay, so basically DeFi on Ethereum now has a standard for tokenizing. You know, remember like ERC-721s? Now we have an ERC-4626. So basically, all applications built on top of the ERC-4626 will work with other yield-bearing 4626 vaults. So these contracts now can easily integrate. With ERC-4626, vaults are now classified into two major categories, transferable and non-transferable. In transferable vaults, a representative ERC-20 token is issued to the user. This token would represent the fraction of the vault pool owned by the user. Non-transferable vaults don't use tokens. Establishing standardized vaults open new possibilities for interoperability between different protocols. This could also pave the way to increase compatibility of protocols across multiple blockchains. So this is pretty exciting. Basically, they just made a standard. So now DeFi works within the same parameters. And now that everybody knows it, they can build off of that, have interoperability across different DeFi projects. And if other blockchains can see the standard that everybody's using, they can maybe build to integrate as well. And so I'm going to go deeper into this sooner than later, and we're going to find more about the ERC-4626. We have some Robinhood news. As of May 6, Robinhood users can buy and sell Grayscale Bitcoin Trust and Grayscale Ethereum Trust via the app. That's the news. The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, they issued its first-of-a-kind sanction against a cryptocurrency mixing service, Bender.io, because it has links to North Korea. The OFAC, or the Office of Foreign Assets Control, said that the mixer is allegedly being used by hackers in North Korea to support its malicious cyber activities and money laundering of stolen virtual currency. So you're probably asking me, what is a mixing service? So a mixing service basically hides your transactions. If you send Bitcoin or Ethereum or any ERC-20, all you have to do is go to, I don't know, Etherscan or some other scan, and you can see the transactions. You can see one wallet to another wallet. You can see how much was sent. And if you can tie those wallets to people, you got them. You understand what they're buying or sending or whatever. And so a mixing service, basically, you mix those transactions. They hide the tracks. They don't know where or what was sent to where. And so that's what mixing services are used for, especially if you're doing shady business. And finally, what I want you to read today is, if you're somebody that's new to the space or somebody who just doesn't want to spend all their time trying to figure things out, they're just kind of like hodling a little Bitcoin or whatever, and you don't know what's going on when it comes to all these acronyms or slang, well, writer from Decrypt, Kay Irwin, she breaks it down to you. She writes a pretty in-depth article about different slings or terminologies or definitions that might not make sense. Looks rare, what does that mean? Mint, what does that mean? You know, when we say ape into something, what does that mean? LFG, what does that mean? I mean, some of these could be pretty obvious and some might not be. So yeah, if you want a fun read, read that article. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, and leave us a comment. And if you're on Spotify, smash that 5 stars. Show everyone that we're the best damn daily news show in the space. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.